OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, got to thank you for joining us. We have a great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome back Atlanta-based actor Adam Utterhoney, who, if you remember, he joined us for a discussion about the Trayvon Martin murder tragedy. But tonight, he's back to discuss his featured role in the Uncanny X-Men web series. More on that in our next half hour. But as always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight? Is Ms. Parker there? Maybe not. Well, in case you all haven't seen Ms. Parker lately, she debuted a picture of herself over the weekend, and I have to say, she has got the beach body down pat. So you got to check her out. I'm starting my 31-day fitness today, so I'll be able to join her soon. Okay, I understand Ms. Parker is on. Ms. Parker, are you there? All right, well, we'll give her some time to get situated. She probably has technical difficulties. We'll go on from there. But Chike, what's going on with you, man? Chike.
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you?
What's going on? I know I'm here tonight. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Cannot complain.
I hear that. How was your weekend?
My weekend was excellent. I made it a point to really chill out and get some relaxation, you know, mental health. It was a mental health weekend.
Good. I heard that. I was saying, Ms. Parker, you know, debuted her new beach body over the weekend, and I'm working on my 31-day fitness for the summer. Have you started preparing?
I actually have, to the point I had a photo shoot last month, and
okay.
Those of you that are privy to my YouTube page, you know, you see part of my photo shoot that
yeah.
I've yet to reveal the pictures from my photo shoot on my YouTube page. I'm just trying to wait until – I will wait all the way until June before I do a full reveal. But, yeah, I've been on my mission.
You've been on yours. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Remember we had on Vic McGarry, Vic McGarry last year. He's the one that, you know, we shared the fitness challenge. I'm following his program again. So,
and I remember that conversation, and I always remember something that you two talked about, you know, when you take it to the point where you feel like you're about to throw up, then you're right
yeah.
in the right ballpark where you need to be. And I hold on
right.
to that.
Right, exactly. And it's interesting because I kept the workouts going on, but my eating had kind of fallen off in the last 2 months or so. So now I'm pulling it back in. I'm on the primal diet, you know, the meats, fruits, and veggies, and then a carb right before or after a workout. And so today is day one. So far, so good. My problem is at night, you know, that's when I really get hungry. So I got
you
carrots.
You get snack attacks.
Right, exactly. I have my snack. So I don't have any in the house, so hopefully we're good.
Okay.
Okay. So, what movie did you get to see?
I checked out Cabin in the Woods. I checked out Titanic. I drank the Kool-Aid. I had to go see Titanic again because I needed to see it in 3D. And I also checked out Lockout, which was pretty good. It was a little action. It was a little campy for me, but, you know, it worked as far as action is concerned. There's a lot of explosion, a lot of activity. I love the premise. So, you know, if you like a lot of activity and action, Lockout may be a pretty good movie. I'm not one for joking a lot with my action movies. It's a little too campy in certain areas, but overall, you know, I give it a thumbs up. Cabin in the Woods was campy as well. That must have been the theme for, you know, these releases that are out. It was campy. But I will say this. It wasn't what I expected it to be. It was a slasher, thrasher, bloody type of movie, not so much a horror. But there was another message in that movie. They kind of touch on that whole premise of the Illuminati. Without me telling too much of the movie, you know, there's another element to the movie that people will be surprised about. And there are some cameo guest stars that you would not think that are in this movie. I think this movie will probably be a cult classic, you know, moving forward. But, you know, it deserves a check out. And I also saw Woman, Thou Art Loosed on the Seventh Day. Excellent. T.G. Jakes did it again. You know, he doesn't fail when it comes to his movies. He tends to find a nerve, and he gets on it, and he stays on it, and lays on it, and he drives it home, which he did it again. So if you're into that type of drama, go check out Woman, Thou Art Loosed on the Seventh Day. Pretty good. Coming out this week, we have Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. That comes out Friday.
That's Steve Harvey, right?
Steve Harvey. I think that's going to be pretty good. I think a lot of people are going to walk away from that movie with a different mindset. And there's an independent movie coming out that I think that people should check out if they're into the whole documentary, and it's about Bob Marley. And they're actually using real footage to tell the story of Bob Marley, which I am a Marley fan, so I definitely will be there, you know, all the bells and whistles.
No woman, no cry.
Exactly. And I Shot the Sheriff. That's another one of my favorites. I'm jumping back to Titanic. I know a lot of people have saw that already. They decided to re-release it. But I will say this. Mr. Cameron, the director of this movie, who also did Avatar, is in the record books now because he has two movies now. Two, not one, two movies that have grossed over $2 billion. This man is beyond paid. he is beyond. Exactly. So at this stage, you know, he could probably make a movie about farts and Hollywood would not turn him down because he's the man to be right now. That whole re-release in 3D, I have to admit, it was more spectacular than the first. Titanic was a pretty good movie. You know, whether you're into the whole romance of it all, I was into it for the shipwreck part. I wanted the action. The whole shipwreck part with the 3D on it. Yeah, it is a very long movie. But I was still enthralled seeing it again, yet again. Okay. But in 3D, I was enthralled. So, you know, if you can... I don't know if you want to go to the theaters to see that, but it's definitely worth checking out in 3D if you're into the whole 3D effect.
Okay. All right. Well, I remember when I saw that movie years ago, I was like, when is the ship going to crash? It was just so long. Ms. Parker, you on? I was like, when is the ship going to crash? I forgot what the movie's about.
That's kind of why I'm like, I don't know if I want to see 3D because it's extra long.
Yeah, I think that's what we all were in it for. We were all in it for the shipwreck. And, you know, it was amazing to me.
Yeah.
I like the love story and all that, but golly. Even you and I are kind of similar. Our attention span is kind of short.
All right. Have y'all seen the movie Kong, you know, the King Kong movie?
Exactly.
I mean, for the first hour, I had to check the ticket to make sure I was in the right movie. So nothing about the monkey. I mean, King Kong or anything. Oh, man. But yeah, so Titanic is a long movie, but it's a classic. And, you know, it's the best story. So.
Yeah. Anything else coming up? And also a best-selling soundtrack, too. So
yeah.
The movie, you know, ran all across the board. It broke records.
It did its thing. It definitely did its thing. All right. Well, as always, we thank you for your commentary. And everybody check out the movies. And they can follow you at Absolutely Chike on Twitter. Is that correct?
Absolutely Chike. That's me.
All right. Thank
Chike,
you.
How was your Mexican food?
Correction, miss. Spanish. There's a difference.
Spanish. I'm sorry. Your Spanish food.
It was muy increíble. Muy increíble.
What Spanish food?
Did you get Cuban?
No, it was Spanish. Let me see if I can say it correctly.
How about I said which region?
Oh, I don't know the region.
I mean, you said Spanish. It could be okay.
Pollo y arroz. That's what I had, and that's basically chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and rice, and it was excellent.
You know, it's funny.
So I'm so hungry.
I had the itis now, so when I get off air, I'm going to sleep.
Ms. Parker, I was.
I know you are.
I was telling everybody about your beach body that you debuted over the weekend. I said you weigh
128 pounds.
I mean,
you weigh 128 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like 12 pounds.
I haven't seen the picture, but you do know that when I was there in Atlanta with you guys, I made a comment about her and her body because her body was amazing then. So I can only imagine.
I was 12 pounds heavier then.
Wow. Wow.
You got to check it out. It's on our Facebook page. Check it out.
I'm going.
Check it out. You'll see it. All right, TK.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Ms. Parker, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. It was good. I'm sorry, my phone cut out for a little bit. Weekend was great. I did a 5K on Saturday, so I stayed in on Friday night and did pretty well, 27 minutes. And after that, went and got something to eat and helped my friend Melanie move and unpack. That's pretty much what I did and worked on Sunday.
Yeah. You know, if you say your new job is
eventful. My new job is
really
killing me. Yeah, I'm working now.
I know.
I haven't been this tired in I don't know how long.
Wow. Well, new beginning. New beginning.
New beginning.
A-Rod, are you on the line?
How was your weekend? I know you did some activities, some new activities.
Yeah, my weekend was great. I went with some friends to Piedmont Park and actually went bike riding. We rented some bikes and did some bike riding there, which I had never even been to Piedmont Park. I passed it many times, but I've never been actually in the park. Did that, and then I went out for some, I guess it was like a late lunch and some drinks right after that with the same crew. And, you know, just kind of chilled. It was something different, you know what I mean, something I had never done before.
Yeah, that's really fun. That really sounds
but
fun.
But the funny thing was, you know, I hadn't ridden a bike in I don't know how long, if it wasn't in the gym. And so when I first got out, I was wobbling and trying to get my mind right, remembering how to do this thing. But I, you know, they say ride the bike, you never forget it. So it was definitely good. Yes, it is. A-Ron.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Hey, A-Ron.
Ms. Parker, Mr. Knight, I'm doing great,
That's good. How was your weekend?
That's good.
Weekend was really nice, really, really relaxing. Really relaxing. Finals are coming up in a couple of weeks, so I'm just studying, you know, focused.
Oh, yeah. Finals time. You got to get right for that, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you have some sports for us tonight?
I got a little something for you with sports.
Okay.
Let's see, man, where can I begin? All right. Let's just start with the NBA really quick. The Charlotte Bobcats. We already know that they're the worst team in the league, but man, they've lost 17 straight games, man.
Wow.
17.
That's right.
17 in a row. These are professionals and they've lost 17 games in a row.
What is the point?
So
wow.
There was an article on Yahoo Sports about whoever the first coach was who coached the team right after Michael Jordan bought it.
Right.
He said that Michael Jordan is not invested in the team at all.
I agree.
He said that Michael, like Michael, is a good. He's a good basketball player, but he can't say the same for him being a manager and an owner.
Yeah.
But I agree, because just because you're a good player doesn't mean you're going to translate into being a good manager and an owner.
Exactly, because I don't know if you all remember, but Michael Jordan used to, I think that he was the president of basketball operations for the Wizards about 10 years ago. Remember that? And that was the time that he had drafted Kwame Brown, first overall pick. It was a disaster. Michael Jordan, again, an excellent ball player, excellent, the best basketball player in history, hands down.
Yeah, the best.
But
I agree.
But he cannot manage a team. Like, he cannot. He is not a front office guy. He just isn't. He does not know how to pick talent. This team is horrible. They are 7-53. Yes, 7 wins, 53 losses.
That's horrible.
So I think personally they need to actually change the name of the team. I think that the whole Bobcats thing was kind of, because it was actually named after Bob Johnson, who actually owned the who owned the Charlotte Bobcats. He actually he was their first owner, and so he kind of wanted to, have it named kind of after him. I think it's a horrible name. I think they just need to scrap it. Just something new, fresh, different, because right now this team is in trouble. I'm telling you. I don't see them being in Charlotte too much longer. I don't. If they don't start changing. And it has to start with the front office. Like, they need a new general manager. They need a new president of basketball operations. They'll probably even need a new coach.
Just to cancel the whole rest of the season.
Season's scrapped. Yes, the season's over.
Because I heard they don't even have that many people coming to the games. Like,
and that's what
money.
I'm talking about, Ms. Parker. The games are empty. They're empty. Empty.
Yeah they're losing
empty.
Money on the season.
I guess they said they already know what's going to happen, so what's the point of it?
Honestly, if things don't change, I don't see them being in Charlotte another 2 to 3 years tops. And
I don't even know any of the players on that team.
Exactly. Who is on the team? Oh gosh. Oh, there's Gerald Henderson. Henderson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you all like, okay, who is that? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, okay.
Gerald played for Duke back in college, if that.
Aaron Henderson probably don't even want you saying that.
He probably don't, right.
He don't
like,
want
man.
You
know. Right. You're right, exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad in Charlotte right now. Really, really bad for him.
What do you think about the whole Petrino incident with that coach?
Who's coach?
The college football coach
Penn State, the whole entire hold on. Say it again, Stephen. I can barely hear you.
What did you think about that situation, them firing him after being caught in an accident with the coworker.
The sex scandal thing, like the with the boy. Me personally, I wouldn't have fired him. It was pretty much the end of the season anyway. I would have just made him have to resign, because it's actually sad, because he ended up dying a month or so afterwards anyway. And
am I talking about the right coach? The one that got in the motorcycle accident and lied about who he was with, but he was with the blonde head, the old 25-year-old blonde head.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I forgot his name. You're talking about the guy. I forgot who he coaches for, but he got a car. He got in a motorcycle accident, caught with a 25-year-old sister or something.
He was a father. I think he was a father of three and married. He's been married. And the thing is, he lost. You know, they fired him. He lost that contract. They lost. He lost the millions of dollars that. And the team was pretty successful. So that was, you know.
I didn't hear about that, but that sounds messed up. Oh, let me just mention this really, really quickly. The attendance for the Charlotte Bobcats game tonight that they lost to the Hornets was 10,876 people. 10,000 in a stadium that seats over probably 20,000 people. 10,000.
Wow. And they probably got those tickets for free.
Exactly. So yeah,
wow.
Charlotte, you're in trouble, Charlotte. You're definitely in trouble. But nah, I didn't hear that story, Stephen. Nah, I didn't hear about that. Sounds interesting though. It sounds very.
Yeah, you got to read up on that one. That was
absolutely.
Crazy.
Oh yeah, I am definitely will now. Really, really quick. Ms. Parker, Stephen, really quickly, what do y'all feel about, and this is kind of like kind of going to another subject, but it has to deal technically with basketball. But the basketball-wise, we're like Evelyn grabbing bottles of champagne or wine and throwing them at people's heads and stuff. What's up with that? Do y'all think that that's kind of crossing the line a little bit? Or
I missed the last two episodes.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, my bad.
But I am getting really tired. I'm getting really tired of that show anyways because I feel like Evelyn is 38.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Right.
Why are you acting like that? You have a daughter who is 19. What example are you doing for her?
Mm-hmm.
And she's really proud that she was a whore. She was like, yeah, I've done this, I've done that, and so what?
Right.
Wow.
I'm not saying she should apologize for things that she's done. She's owning up to it. But at least be like, okay, I've done this, I've done that, and I regret it. But I feel like she's kind of proud of it.
Yeah.
I just don't like Evelyn. I think she's a hot mess to be the age that she is. And all that fighting and carry on, they're all too old for that.
Shawnee
stays out of it. Shawnee stays out of it. Shawnee is smart. She's too good for all that. She stays out of it, and she makes money off these stupid bras.
She makes the money off of them, doesn't she? She just sits back.
You don't ever see her in any of the fight scenes. You don't ever see her in any of the mess. She just
and they don't mess with her.
She shows
right.
up.
And
she shows up in maybe one or two episodes here and there.
Yes,
and she gets paid while they're fighting and acting stupid.
Yeah. Because she knows and they know none of them will ever cross Shawnee, never. They know she is the goose that lays the golden egg. She will get rid of them as just in like a snap of a finger. They'll be gone. So they'll never cross her. Never cross her. Never.
The only person who fired her was Royce.
Right. Royce is cool. I actually like Royce. Now Royce is kinda keeps it real. Royce said it like a while ago, like you cannot trust these, you know, ladies, certain ladies you can't. Susie is two-faced, and I'm just going to leave it there.
I don't know why she's even on a show. I don't either.
Let me just zip it. All right. Anyway, so that's Ron's perspective. You can follow me on Twitter at RonCosby1. That's RonCosby1, or on Facebook, A. Ron Cosby, and I'm out.
All right, everyone. Appreciate it.
No problem, y'all.
And just quick correction for the coach I was talking about back, and his name is Bobby Petrino. He's the coach for Arkansas. So if you haven't heard that story, definitely check it out.
Oh, Bobby Petrino. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Yeah, because he's the coach of the Falcons.
Right. So now he's well, he was with Arkansas, but he got they fired him.
I knew dude was going to have bad blood. I knew it whenever he left the Falcons like he did, man. I knew it.
Yeah, 2007.
Had bad karma. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So read up on that. Read up on that.
All right. Definitely will. All right.
Ms. Ferguson, I know we kept you up past your bedtime.
I'm here.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so fine. How y'all doing tonight?
You doing all good. How was the weekend?
It was okay. I can't complain. Y'all talking about how you're starting to hate basketball-wise, and I'm thinking about how I got to get to that next episode. I didn't see the episode tonight, so I'm kind of hurting right now, so I need to go get to it.
Yeah, get on that. What do you have
for?
Yeah,
I do agree. Evelyn is very ignorant. Okay, anyway, that's my little sidebar. I don't get it. I really don't get it, but okay. Anyway, you know, of course, I have a couple of things for you guys tonight, but I wanted to start off with telling everybody that Nordstrom Rack, which is, I know you guys hear me talk about it sometimes, Nordstrom Rack is Nordstrom's outlet. They're opening up another store in the Atlanta area, so that's going to make three. Their store is opening up on the 19th, so that's this week, and they're opening up by North Point Mall. So I'm not sure if you guys want to go and check out the grand. That's right, girl, that's right. So I'm not sure if you guys want to go and check out that grand opening, but, you know, it's going to be there. I'm probably going to be there this weekend just to check out a couple of things and see what's going on. Make sure they have everything, you know, set up properly and, you know. So
do some inspection.
Yeah, I just think I need to do it. It's, you know, I owe it to them. So that's what I think I'm going to do. But so they have so they're going to be doing that little grand opening on the 19th. And, of course, now I will warn everybody that whenever Nordstrom Rack opens up, I've been to a couple of their grand openings. Whenever they open up a new store, you know, of course, they don't have all the items that the more established stores have. So just, you know, don't go there expecting a whole lot, but I'm pretty sure a whole lot of sales, rather. But, you know, I'm sure that they're going to still be able to put on a good show for everybody. So it's going to be at the North Point Market Center near North Point Mall. So just letting everybody know if you're going to be in the Atlanta area anytime soon, they are opening up a new store. Okay. On to the little sales and deals. New York & Company, I know I talk about them all the time, but this is like the best store for sales. And then, of course, you know, inexpensive clothes like this stuff really isn't, like, overly priced in my opinion. If you shop there now, they're having another sale. And if you shop there now, you can get 50% off of select items. Plus, they're having a red line sale, and you can get up to 70%. And, of course, their red line sale was the clearance stuff. You can get up to 70% off of the clearance items. So that might be something you guys want to check out. Piperline, piperline.com. Which is affiliated with Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, and a couple of online stores. They're having a sale. And I absolutely love Piperline because they have all types of brands. They have all types of deals. Well, they're having a sale where you can get 20% off of the entire site. It may not seem like a lot, but if you're going to, like, your clearance thing, which now is the time to be shopping for clearance stuff for the winter, you know, I always preach that. You shop off-season. So if you're shopping there, I always preach that. But they're giving 20% off of the entire site. So you may want to check out piperline.com. And that's PIPERLINE.com. 9 West, another one of my favorite stores. This is the last day for you to shop and get, they have snake and, well, faux, of course, faux snake and faux python. Shoes and accessories. Well, they're having a sale where you can get 30% off. And like I said, Nine West always gives like these little flash sales. And probably sometime next month or maybe even next week, they're going to choose something else to focus in on, like Espadrille or Plano Wedges or Pete Toes. You never know with Nine West. Well, they're having a sale where you can get 30% off of snake and python shoes and accessories. Plus, you can get 30% off, up to 30% off of other styles, but those styles are very, very limited, so you may want to check that out. Today only, so this means that you only can shop online. Neiman Marcus is giving you an extra 25% off of already reduced prices for savings of up to 55%. Now, I don't know if you're into designer, but do you know what that means? Like, up to 55% off of... Oh my goodness, I don't even know what I was gonna do with stuff. I went cross-eyed. So I definitely have to check that out tonight, this evening. Another thing that you guys may not know, which I have not typed, but if you go to Neiman Marcus and sign up, NeimanMarcus.com and sign up, they do these things called flash sales, where they'll target a group like a handbag or even a designer like you know. No, it's never Chanel, but we'll just say Gucci, which is, like, one of my favorites. they'll target them, and then they'll give you up to 65% off of that particular designer. So if you go online right now to Neiman Marcus and sign up, then that might be something you want to try to do if you're into designer. Now, of course, you don't have to do it. You know, you have me to tell you about the stuff, but they do this every day, like Sunday to Saturday. They have
wow.
flash sales in 2 hours, and you can get up to 65% off. Today
awesome.
Is the last day, and that's for men and women, everything. So, you know, clothes, shoes, accessories, just whatever they're choosing to focus in on for that little, you know, two-hour period. So I absolutely love their flash sales, and I picked up a couple of things, which is no surprise to anyone, but I have picked up a couple of things in their flash sale at, like, remarkable prices. Today only, today's the last day, I'm sorry, to, I'm not sure if you're into, I actually have a typo, but it's Betsy Johnson. If you're into Betsy Johnson, today is the last day to get 30% off of your entire purchase. And her stuff is usually fairly expensive for my taste. But, you know, like I said, if you're getting 30% off of the clearance stuff, then I'll take it, you know, because it's already been discounted. Plus, she's also giving free shipping on purchases of $200 or more if you have $200 to spend. If you don't, you may want to combine it with that's what me and my friends used to do. You can have everything sent to your house, and you know that way everybody get free shipping. So that's another tip that I have for you guys. Just combine with your other friends, two or three of you, you know, go in on one little purchase, and that way everybody will be able to benefit from the free shipping. Today is the last day for shoes.com. Now that's another one of my online little spots, my little online shoe spots. They just started branching out into, you know, handbags and clothes and things. Well, shoes.com is today's the last day to get an extra 25% off of all of their sale items. So you may want to check it out, and that's just shoes.com. If you're heading to Macy's anytime soon, this is men, women, and children. If you love Levi's, then they're having a sale where you can save 20 to 35% off of Levi's denim. Now, if you could still fit in junior's clothes, you could save a whole lot more money. Now, I still fit in the junior jeans of Levi's, so that's another little tip that I have for everybody. If you can still wear, I think it goes up to like a 15 in juniors. So if you can still wear junior jeans and then it's like super stretch, you can buy a pair of Levi's for $30 versus if you go into the women's department, you'll have to pay $60 or $70, and sometimes even more. So if you can, that would be my tip to you.
I squeeze into
girl, who you telling? Who are you telling? Not a problem for you for everything, but for the Levi's name, girl, stop. Who are you telling? That's a good way to say it for women. Men don't have that luxury. Sorry, guys, but women, yeah.
They're wearing skinny jeans these days. They may be able to.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not all men should either.
None of them should, but that's just my little thing. Anyway, and the last but not least, ASOS.com, which you guys hear me talk about occasionally, they're having a sale, and this is for men and women, actually, mainly women, but they do have a couple of men's items. They're having one of their sales where you can get 50% off the select brand. So if you go to ASOS.com, basically, that's going to be the front page for ASOS.com, up to 50% off of select brands. So if you just click right there on that big billboard, on the big banner that they have on their website, it'll take you straight to all of their sale items that they're focusing on for this up to 50% off type deal. So that was my last sale of the evening, and I hope I gave you guys a whole bunch of great stuff.
Well, as always, we definitely appreciate you. You have a great week, okay, Janera?
Okay, you do the same. Thank you.
All right. Oh, Janera.
Yeah. Yes.
Spell out your Twitter. Spell out your Twitter name. I know it's a bunch of stuff hard, but how you spell it?
Right. It is BUDGTSHOPALHOLIC. So that's my Twitter.
Okay.
So basically, budget shopaholic without the E in the budget.
Without
the E. Just one long word. So. Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
thank you,
Stephen, so
again, as always.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And let's quickly tackle this entertainment news.
Well, we don't really have too much. Brad Pitt and Angelina got engaged. Congrats to them. No one ever thought it would happen, but obviously their kids are pushing for it. He did say he wouldn't get married unless his kids really wanted him to, or gay marriage was legalized, which is very, you know, upstanding of him. So I'm definitely a Brad Pitt fan. And congrats to their whole family and wish them the best. Been together for 7 years, so hopefully it's the lasting relationship. I was watching the Housewives of Atlanta last night, and Candy has a new man, so I had to go check him out. And he's actually really cute. She met him on the set. She met him on the set, and so did Kim. So, you know, Bravo is matchmaking as well. So that's great for them. And I know we're a little. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Now I'm about to change the subject. Did you hear about Nicki Minaj? Her Twitter.
Yeah, why did she? Yeah, I heard she took it down. Why?
Well, apparently, you know, a lot of big celebrities, they have these fans that create these fan sites for them, you know, where it's usually more than what the label website would give. And they have, like, you know, candid pictures, professional pictures, anytime they're on TV, you know, it kind of recaps everything for the fans that might miss it. And they can usually have discussions for them. Well, the biggest Nicki Minaj fan site, they did a sample of her CD. They put it out on the website so that the fans could hear a sample of the different songs. And Nicki Minaj blasted them. I mean, went in on them on Twitter. You know, just
dogging them
out.
Yeah, they
messed with her money. Yeah, but the thing was, they didn't give the songs. They didn't do the whole song. They didn't snip it. But I understand how it could be frustrating. But what happened was a lot of the fans, some of her fans were kind of like, you know, thought she was kind of online bullying. And the person who owns the fan site shut it down. And so then she kind of cuts people out on her Twitter page and she shut it down. Now, the problem there is when a place like that you want to have as an artist or any kind of star promoting something because
right, so now
that means
she has
people,
her true fans upset with her.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, we're running a little behind, so I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with Adam to talk about Uncanny X-Men. We'll be right back.
I have to drop off.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes, or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Ms. Parker had to drop off because, as we all know, she started a new job and she's working now. So, you know, we'll talk to her again next week. But Adam Unterhony is an Atlanta-based actor who has been doing various videos for the past 2 years. His most recent project, The Uncanny X-Men, is a 6-episode web series that focuses on the comic book superheroes known as the X-Men. The series follows the story of the Dark Phoenix saga, one of the comics' most famous storylines. Adam plays the role of Cyclops, the leader of the X-Men, a mutant with the ability to shoot an optic blast from his eyes. Adam joins us tonight to discuss the season one that he finished and the upcoming project that he has working on season two.
Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being back. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Show is doing great so far. Everything sounded great, and yeah, looking forward.
I know we had you waiting a little bit, so we appreciate your patience.
Oh yeah, no problem.
But for those of you who doesn't know much about you, tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh well, I'm born and raised in the Atlanta area, and went to college, did that thing, and I really started doing some videos as a kid. My parents bought a camera, and the brothers, we would just make little videos here and there. And then I went back into it at college a little bit early on, then kind of faded away from it for a bit. And then last 2 years with the Atlanta acting scene picking up, just kind of got back into doing the videos, doing the acting. And so that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I have to say I saw some of the videos, and you probably already know this, but you're a very talented guy. And I can say this because I know you. But you are talented. And one thing I liked about one of the, I can't remember which episode it was, but you told me that you bring some of your own kind of impromptu to the character. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's a certain line in season one where I'm talking to Havoc, who is my brother in the series, and I just kind of make a little response after he taps me on the shoulder saying, "Don't touch me," by sense. So, we had fun with the season, and, you had a little bit of liberty to add things here and there.
Okay. Well, I know in talking about Uncanny X-Men web series that you all completed season one, and how did you first get involved in that particular project?
Well, with that project, on Facebook, there's a lot of different local acting groups, especially for Atlanta, because everyone likes to support each other. And I just saw them posting on there. They were looking for someone to play the role of Cyclops. And so I sent in my information, my profile, and talked to the casting director and the director, and they liked me. So they gave me a shot.
Were you always a huge fan of X-Men, or...
I collected the comics. They were my favorite comics growing up. Wolverine was one of my favorite X-Men characters. So I did have some background in the comics. As I grew up, I kind of moved on to other things. But always a fan of the series, saw all the movies. So that definitely helped.
So how do you prepare for a role like that?
The best thing to do is, really research the role. And the best thing is, since the comic's been around since the 60s, you've got a lot of source material to work with. You can kind of see how the characters evolved over the series. And with the Dark Phoenix saga, you take it from that time period. And I actually read every comic book from that saga. A friend of mine let me borrow the originals. Just to kind of see how Cyclops did act in that time period, as relation to other X-Men. So a lot of reading and then just kind of researching online, seeing how, people thought on the character, how he's supposed to act and everything like that.
Okay. And you all started shooting with the second series, season two, in the next month or so. Is that correct?
Yeah. Starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to start season two production, everything like that. We had a meeting last night, just kind of a meeting with the cast and crew, which went really well. We're getting ready for this thing to go on next few months. We're going to get everything filmed, and we expanded into 22 episodes now, so it's going to be a big project this time.
So how long does it generally take to complete? I know this one's going to be a lot longer, more shows. How long do you project it to last, the filming?
This time we have a lot bigger crew to work with. We have six directors this time. So, and a lot more help with camera work and lighting and, everything like that. So, it's projected, a couple episodes might be filming until August. So, over the summer, it's going to be a lot of that. Season one took about two and a half months to do. And, with so many actors, you have to work around their schedule because a lot of people do have a 9-to-5. You have a lot of evening shootings and weekend shootings.
Wow. So, what can we expect in season two? Can you give away a little bit of it?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people might know it, but after the events of season one, which was the Dark Phoenix saga, the show's kind of going to revisit a lot of everyone's origins. So you're going to see kind of the history of all the main characters, Professor X, Cyclops, Wolverine. You get a lot of background on who they are. Mm-hmm. And the reason because of that is because after the Dark Phoenix saga, the team kind of disbanded after the tragic events. So we have the Professor looking to call back because Juggernaut, who is a big villain in Season 2, comes back and the Professor needs help. So he's kind of going to recall all the X-Men to have this giant fight with the Juggernaut. And then after we do that, we're transitioning into Days of the Future Past, which is another popular series with the X-Men. And in that one, they explore kind of, it's a future where a lot of the X-Men are dead. And we have a X-Men that's going to come back and prevent the assassination of a president because this triggered a timeline. His assassination triggered a timeline that created this kind of bleak future. So it'll go into that arc, and then there's a few other stories in there also that we're mixing in. So it's a lot of stuff. You know, it'll be nice to see all the origins. We're going to have a lot of, you know, young versions of all our favorite X-Men, and we're going to have kind of the futuristic storyline.
When you're filming, and you kind of know, obviously, you know, you're basically retelling the story, but do you kind of know what to expect when you see the finished product, or are you surprised? Does anything surprise you when you're looking at the finished product? Oh, wow, I didn't know it would come out that way.
Yeah, there's always a few things. You know, you want to make it just like the comic book, and there's certain limitations, especially since we're kind of pretty much a no-budget production, that you can't, you know, you can't have too many special effect things. So you work with what you have, and you're really surprised how close to the source material it looks after filming. You know, after you see it come out, you're kind of proud that, you know, we nailed this part, you know, scene from from the comic book.
And you all have a big following, like a really big following. What is the reaction that you've gotten from season one?
Mostly positive. You know, everyone that's commented on the YouTube, they love the series. You know, they like the characters. They like the storyline. The Dark Phoenix for the comic book people are big fans of the story. So
yeah,
they like to see that retold, you know. And there's an X-Men comic book X-Men cartoon in the 90s that kind of did the story also. So they just like to see their characters done in the real time. And there were the X-Men movies, but they didn't follow any of the Dark Phoenix saga to the T, so it's good for the comic book fans to kind of see that, and then it's good for just a casual person to watch, you know, a web series for the X-Men.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. I was actually surprised how, you know, you mentioned that it is low budget, but it's so professional, and, you know, all the actors, you know, do a great job, in my opinion.
We had a great...
Good. Let me cut you off.
Oh, no. We had a great team, you know, definitely great cast and crew. Everyone was working well together. You know, we didn't have any divas. When you get so many people working together, you always have to worry about, you know, egos clashing or just people being difficult. But when we had so many people here, everyone had the spirit of working together, getting this done, you know, no drama, no issues. It's a really great that everything came together so smoothly, even with a little few hiccups, that we got it done and everyone, you know, still gets along and we're ready for season two.
That's great. That's great. So I know you're working on some other projects. What else are you working on?
Right now I have a small web series that I started, or was I'm working on. Pilot should be out later this year, called Pain, Hate, Love Blender. And you can actually go to paintloveblender.com and see a little teaser trailer for that right now. And that's about a rock band, kind of new rock band. They finally made it on the charts. They had a few hits. They lost a band member, so they're trying to replace the band member. But it's really not focusing on the music. It's focusing on the lives of each of the characters in the band, including the manager and the label boss that is breathing down their neck to get another album out while they search for a new band member. So it's kind of a dramedy in a sense, web series. And then that's the main other project. And then we're also working on a little bit of Angry Birds kind of spoof that's going to be fun.
Okay. So Do you like staying in the web series world, I guess, when it comes to the project, or are you looking to do the TV movies?
Oh, yeah, definitely looking at TVs and movies. Web series are great projects because you do get a lot of experience, and there's a good turnaround time, and you learn a lot about projects. Great connection. Film industry, like most any industry, you have to build a network, you have to have connections, so this is great to work with, you know, good directors, good actors, learn about different things. So, and web series are always fun, you know, you get to watch yourself pretty much fast on the internet, while most movie turnaround times will take a few months at the minimum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So tell us more about the band, the character. Who do you play in that particular movie?
With the Pain, Hate, Love Blender, I play Desmond, who is the lead singer of the band. And he's kind of your typical lead singer, a little bit narcissistic. He's, you know, has drug issues. And he's, even though he's not always reliable, he, you know, he does a good performance, and he is kind of the, you know, head of the band. So they kind of listen to him, but there's other band members. We have Julia, and she is the drummer of the band. And she's very, you know, nice and peaceful, but she kind of butts heads with Desmond all the time. We have the bass player, Christobel, and he's kind of the indie hipster style person. So he's in his own world. He likes to kind of focus more on that, you know, stay true to the music kind of vibe. We have the band manager also. He's been with the band the whole time, and now he is looking to keep them successful because they finally hit success. And he's kind of the one that has to keep them all in line, because they do get distracted easily. They do have their own issues to deal with. So he's, you know, he's nice. He's patient, but, you know, he has a lot of stress on him just to keep everything in control.
Yeah.
And then there's also one more character. He's the label manager, and he's a tough guy. And he wants things done. He's very corporate-like. You know, he wants the numbers. He wants the music. He wants everything, and he doesn't want to wait for it. So it's a good little intermixing of characters, but, yeah, that's basically the overview of most of them.
Okay. Well, listen, Adam, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight, and tell everyone what
they can. Definitely, for anyone who hasn't seen the series, if you go to xmenfanseries.com, you can see all the episodes there, or you can also YouTube them, Uncanny X-Men Series. And you should see all the 6 episodes. They're about 15 minutes long, so give yourself some time to watch them. But they're definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, they are. They definitely are. I was actually about to ask you, where can we see those videos? And you have your own website, elsterhomie.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's just kind of an overview of a little few of the things I've worked on, and people want to reach me. And I also use the Twitter, not the Twitter, but, you know, Twitter, and I'm not a big fan of it, but if you want to follow me, it's Fly as a Kite. So that's my username on Twitter.
All right. All right, well, thanks again for coming on tonight, and we'll definitely be checking out for season 2 of Uncanny X-Men and the other projects. So thanks again, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Steven.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. I wanted to go over some of the question of the day answers that you all gave us on Facebook. The question of the day is it ever okay to date your friend's ex? And as you can imagine, there's an overwhelming response of no. Say too said, it depends on how long and serious they were. I definitely ask first. It may be tough, though. Knowing me, I'd say no altogether. One girl said, no, the agent said, no, thank you. Philip Moore said, it's never okay. It goes against the friend code. Gary said, bro code. Enough said. Cree West said, no. Marcella said, no way, no how. Tithia said, no karma will bite you back. It can hurt feeling. It can hurt either friendship, but I have seen people's exes being cool with their exes dating friends and saying nothing. It's gross. Curtis said, a valued friendship, no. It would be an awkward situation. Natasha Cook said, no leftovers. There's a reason why they're the ex. Argenisha said, no. Meryl said, I really like leftovers. Laughing my butt off. Definitely don't want to date someone that a friend already had. I don't like sharing, and just to think she may have told me some stuff that would make me run away from him, not to him. I'm just saying. Esther said, no. Rakira said, I wouldn't want to personally. Kato said, if you two accepted not being friends again over that person. And Showtime Smith said, under no circumstance, guy code number 132, unless they stole yours, in that case, then y'all no longer friends. Guy code number 133. Thanks for always for responding to our questions today and giving us your answers. But now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from all over the country, people wanting to be featured in the segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight, our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, such as Chris Brown, Rihanna, and Estelle. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com and attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional picks. All songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, so definitely edit your music. And we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Katy Perry. It's entitled Teenage Dream. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Thank you. nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
Tonight, and you got that mental telepathy. Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep it warm at the end of chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby
meal for real.
Out. DJ, you told me they was gonna switch it up on me. First they was laughing at me, but now every time they turn on the radio, what they hear? Yeah, that's right. We taking over. BUF blowing up fast. You never know.
I'ma be that
I went from EBT to BET. I guess I had my words wrong. First she wasn't fucking with a pimp. Now it's her loss. Cause she ain't want me win. I ain't have no ends. But that was short lived. Gary Coleman. I'm on my grind like that skater named Terry. Kennedy, my enemies. No death never scare me. Death witness I see. Great witness I victory. They don't remember you see. They look at history. I'ma make sure these niggas remember me. Start a family legacy for everyone that's kin to me. See, I'ma paint a portrait so vividly. Even if you got Alzheimer's, ain't no forgetting me. Inside, 97th in town. That's where you find them wine, see low putting it down. I'm just trying to make my loved ones proud. So I'm living like I'm writing my obituary now.
Cause they wouldn't holler, now they on me. Seeing niggas shining, now they acting like they know me. Then they try to call me phony. I ain't never been your friend. You ain't never been my homie.
No. So we got more good, you never know. You might be the next one to go. So before you try to judge me, thinking you were the same. I'ma be the homie. You gon' break me tonight. No, tonight. Ali in the ropes, nigga dope, nigga ball. I ain't never had a coach, well spoke, no spokes. West Coast fucking loke, let my engine bang on them like Jehovah's at your door, huh? T-Raw, last king on my draws. I'm a diaper shit, talk piss on them like a dog. Take my log, yeah, it's large, I ain't even got a flaw. Motherfucking Mac Daddy, take your bitch and your mom now, cause first they wouldn't
holler. Yeah, on me, yeah. See a nigga shining out there.
We ain't had to do them like that, though. See, look. First, you didn't want to let me in the club. Now, you want me to host that motherfucker? Alright. But you gotta pay me. See, look. Next time somebody act Hollywood on you, and you know you're the next to blow, don't even trip to say this to yourself.
I might be that motherfucker.
Chemistry between us. From where we my purpose. Wanna be of service to you, baby.
I know you want. light some candles, girl, then tie up your wrist. Then I'm licking chocolate right up off your stomach. Baby, you ain't had no freaky shit like this. And I start dripping ice down your spine. I'll make you mine. And now you're telling all your girls I done tow it up. So don't be mad if they won't get wrong for all the butter.
Hope you enjoy Steven's playlist. Want to give a shout out to Adam Altrahoney again for coming on and to let us know about his career, about Uncanny X-Men. Definitely check out our Facebook page. We posted the link where you can view season one. They start shooting season two in a couple weeks, so we'll all be looking out for that. You can also learn more about Adam by going to altrahoney.com. That's ELTARHONI.com. The link's on our Facebook page as well. We want to thank you all for listening to us each night. It really means a lot to us. We are working on bringing great shows to you. Next week we have Trina Braxton from Braxton Family Values. She'll be joining us to talk about her new solo project that's coming out later this year. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And a lot of you remember Nokio from Drew Hill. He has a new band, and he'll be coming on in 2 weeks to talk about that. So definitely stay tuned. Spread the word. We appreciate you. Have a great week, and God bless. So fresh and so clean.